May 13th, 1981, John Paul II was in the Vatican Square, and he was greeting people, going through the crowds, and he noticed the little girl was wearing, I believe it was a miraculous medal. And he saw the medal that she was wearing, and he kind of leaned down to embrace her, to greet her. And as soon as he did that, a hired Turkish gunman fired the shot and wounded our Pope. Many of you probably remember that day, that moment. And I bring that up, well, first and foremost, John Paul II credited the Blessed Mother for saving his life. That if he didn't reach down to greet the girl wearing that miraculous medal, the bullet most likely would have hit the heart and it would have killed him. I bring this story up for two reasons. One, yesterday was the 100th anniversary of Our Lady of Fatima, where our Blessed Mother appeared in Portugal to three young children. Pope John Paul II, as part of the Fatima apparitions, there were secrets that our Blessed Mother revealed to the children, and one of them was that a cardinal dressed in white would be wounded. And he saw that as a fulfillment of that prophecy. But I also bring it up because today is Mother's Day. One of the things I want to focus on, and there's so many things that you can talk about when we talk about our mothers. As my one classmate said, I believe his first preaching mass was on Mother's Day. He's like, if you can't say something good on Mother's Day, then you might as well just sit down. You know, there's no hope for you. One of the things I do want to focus in on, so many qualities, is that a mother offers protection. So I'll give you an example. My sisters, they just had kids last year. Actually, they just celebrated their birthdays last week. They're a week apart. And my mom babysits them on Wednesdays, along with my other nephew. So there's a two-year-old and now 2 1-year-olds that she has all day on our day off on Wednesdays. And it's the first time when I go back home on Wednesdays to see her that it's the first time in about 20 years that the house is once again toddler-proof. So you know what that looks like, right? So there's locks on the doors that have the chemicals in them. There's plugs in those sockets. There's gates where there's steps. You know, they have gates so that they don't crawl up the steps. And when I was younger, I could just kind of just climb over those gates. But now I fear that I'm going to pull a muscle. So it's always I'm too lazy to take the gate down and put it back up again. So, but the house is toddler-proof. And it's for what? It's for protection. Maybe some of you mothers and grandmoms out there, maybe you consider yourselves to be overprotective, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. But one of the things that mothers offer us is to protect us from things that will hurt us. See, when Our Lady of Fatima, when our Blessed Mother appeared 100 years ago, she came as a mother. Actually, the very first words that she said was, "Do not be afraid of me. I'm not here to hurt you." And she gives the message of just the upcoming evil that's going to come into the world. And as many historians would say, in the 20th century is one of the bloodiest centuries maybe in the entire human race. Just think of all the genocides. You know, obviously the Holocaust with Germany, but there are other Holocausts elsewhere, other ethnic cleansings, so to speak. You know, with the rise of the communism and that atheist movement, just an uncommon series of evil events. And she came as a mother to offer protection. Protection that we need One of the things that we do today, if you pray the rosary, is at the end we pray what's called the Fatima prayer. It came from her. Oh my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls into heaven, especially those who most need of thy mercy. And you might think, well, geez, that sounds kind of negative and scary. Well, in the way it's meant to be, is it really much different than a mother telling a child not to touch a hot stove because they'll burn their hand? You know, is it much different than a mother to tell the kids to stay out of the cleaning supplies because they could get sick? Sometimes a mother gives us a warning so that she doesn't see us get hurt. Our Blessed Mother is a gift from God to aid us in protection against the forces of evil. If you struggle in sin, go to our Blessed Mother. If loved ones are fallen away, pray for the intercession of our Blessed Mother. Why? Because she is the exact opposite of what Satan and evil are. The focus of evil is always on oneself. It's to look rather outward, but then rather look inward. To focus totally on oneself, that the world and life revolves around us and our needs. That's essentially what Satan is. One who looks inward at himself. But our Blessed Mother's whole life is one of an outward look. First of all, an upward look toward God. She was that obedient daughter of the Father. And we know this from the events of the Annunciation. Let it be done to me according to your word. We know it from the wedding at Cana. Do whatever he tells you. We know how she stood faithfully at the cross. Let her son be the paschal victim. She's also one of humility. I am the handmaid of the Lord. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. She knew her stance in her relationship with God. I fear in today's modern church, the devotion and practice of honoring our Blessed Mother has kind of taken a side view. But I don't think that's what our Lord wants. At the cross, he told his beloved disciple, which is meant to be all of us, behold your mother. One of the things also that Mary, under the apparition of Fatima, gave us is a devotion to the rosary. Pray the rosary every day. Pray for those who are sinners. Pray for the end of evil. It's a gift and a promise, but also what? A protection for us. Our Blessed Mother comes not to scare us or intimidate us, but to give us that motherly protection that so many of you have given to your children over the years. She's no different. In fact, in all honesty, she's even greater than what we could do. May today, on Mother's Day, as we honor our mothers, most and first importantly, may we also honor the protection, the love, and the motherhood of the Mother of Jesus Christ, who, by his own gift, gave us to be our mother as well. May God bless you.